The Knights Templar by Sean Martin, read by James Jordan. What is history but a fable agreed upon? Napoleon Bonaparte. Introduction: The Temple and the Myth. On the morning of the 21st of January, 1793, the French king, Louis XVI, was led out into the Place de la Concorde in Paris to face execution. He stepped up onto the platform where the guillotine had been erected and turned to address the huge crowd who had come to watch him die. He announced that he forgave the Revolutionary Council who had voted for his death, and then gave himself over to the executioner. The blade fell at 10:15. The executioner held Louis's decapitated head up by the hair to show that the king was dead. What happened next, according to some sources, took the crowd by surprise. A man jumped up onto the platform and dipped his fingers in the dead king's blood. He held his hand aloft and shouted, "Jacques de Molay, thus you are avenged!" The crowd cheered, understanding the reference to the last Templar Grand Master who had burned as a relapsed heretic in 1314. The long-held popular rumor that one day the Templars would have their revenge on the French monarchy, which had brought the order down on dubious charges of heresy, blasphemy, and sodomy, seemed to have come true. Indeed, speculation was rife that the Templars were among the instigators of the revolution that had swept through France in 1789, ultimately claiming the lives of Louis and his queen, Marie Antoinette. Modern historians would scoff at such a notion, but it certainly illustrates the unique hold the Knights Templar have had on the European imagination ever since they emerged from obscurity in the late 1120s. They have been seen as heroic soldier monks.